not too many saints are twins that are both saints. Today we celebrate the feast of the twin sister of Saint Benedict, Saint Scholastica, who with him was to eventually found the second order of the Benedictines, the Benedictine nuns, the cloistered nuns. And so today we feast her. She, after Saint Benedict left Subiaco, as he was chased off by the jealous parish priest, who in his stead was crushed by his own house, she went with him to the wonderful place that we know as Monte Cassino, near Naples, not too far from Naples. And there he founded the Abbey of Monte Cassino, and she nearby, her own abbey. On a particular day, every year, they would spend the night together in prayer. And she would bring two nuns, and he would bring two monks. And they would spend the evening first with vespers, and then dinner, and then they would speak for hours, and then they would each go back to their own monasteries. On this particular day, Saint Benedict said, "It's time for me to go." And she besought him, "Oh brother, do not go. Let us spend the rest of the night in holy colloquy." And so he said, "No, I can't do it." And then all of a sudden, a tremendous storm ensued that would prevent anybody from going anywhere. And so he said, "Sister, what have you done?" And she said, "What you denied me, God has not denied me." And so they spent the whole night in prayer. And then at dawn, they each went back to their monasteries. A couple of days later, as Saint Benedict was praying in his cell, he looked out, and all of a sudden he saw his sister's soul ascend to heaven in the shape of a dove. And that's why Saint Scholastica is always pictured with a dove in her hands or in her arms. It represents her soul, which pure and white as a dove, ascended to heaven to the glories of God. So today we feast and celebrate the wonderful Virgin, Saint Scholastica. Their bodies, since both of them died, and Saint Benedict died first, she died first, and then he died a few years later, are buried together in the crypt of Monte Cassino. Everything was destroyed several times in history, and most horribly in World War II. But their tombs and the altar near their tomb were not touched. They're intact, and the relics are intact. So today we pray to Saint Scholastica and to Saint Benedict to protect us, to protect our parish and our shrine from any destruction, and to protect our souls from the destruction of mortal sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.